This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Countries are meeting at the UN in New York on Tuesday to examine the interconnected environmental threats that are affecting global efforts to achieve sustainable development. The Moment for Nature debate was convened by the President of the UN General Assembly, Abdullah Shahid, who warned that less than 8 years are left to halve global emissions, avoid catastrophic climate change, and limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Mr. Shahid told participants that although things will only get worse as we continue to delay action, it is not too late to turn the situation around. He said humanity possesses the know-how and resources to achieve sustainable transformations because technologies which were once inconceivable, such as renewables like wind and solar power, are now widely available. The voluntary repatriation of Congolese refugees from Angola has resumed following a 2-year halt brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, reported on Tuesday. The first convoy of 88 Congolese refugees departed from the Lovua settlement in northern Angola that morning and is expected to arrive in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the DRC, on Wednesday. Other convoys are scheduled in the coming weeks. Although conflict continues in eastern DRC, improvements in security in the West have reopened the possibility for Congolese citizens to return to their homeland in dignity and safety. The voluntary repatriation is organized by UNHCR, together with the governments of Angola and the DRC, in collaboration with the UN's Migration Agency, IOM, and various partners. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, has allocated $15 million to support a scale-up in food assistance in the Central African Republic, the CAR, where more than 2 million people, roughly 36% of the population, do not have enough to eat. The contribution from the Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, comes at a time when a large part of the population lives in conflict-affected regions where insecurity and displacement have reduced areas for cultivation and hampered access to markets. The situation is further aggravated by the ongoing war in Ukraine, with the price of basic food items projected to increase by up to 70% in August. The funding will allow humanitarians to ramp up emergency assistance for 200,000 people in 10 areas where food insecurity is most severe. UN agencies will expand food distributions and cash transfers in addition to providing people with agricultural tools and seeds. Other measures are also planned, including increasing nutritional support to treat and prevent child malnutrition. Deanne Penn, UN News.